On our series Page Turners, we talk with people all over Atlanta about their favorite books. This week, our guest is Chad Radford, music editor with Creative Loafing. He spent some 15 years covering Atlanta's ever-changing rock, rap, and electronic music scenes. In this installment of Page Turners, he talks with us about music criticism, criticism of music critics, and the book of music writing that influenced him to write without fear.
A long time ago, I had a good friend who was very critical of me. When I would start writing reviews and zines or in like the newspaper at the community college where I went to, he would always write these really scathing letters in reaction to my reviews. And he knew how to strike where it hurt. You know, and I was still new. I didn't have any control over my voice, or I was very like ideological and young, and I would write these reviews. But he was always telling me, you have to read Psychotic Reactions and Carburetor Dung by Lester Bangs. Lester Bangs worked for a lot of music magazines over time. Cream Magazine, I think, is the one that people talk about the most. Rolling Stone. The collection is sort of his pieces, interviews.
Yeah, so when did you get around to it?
Well, later, I worked at a record store called Drastic Plastic. And the owner of the record store was always telling me, I can't believe you haven't read that book. Get out of my sight. And so he ordered the book, and I bought it, and I went home and read it. And it was one of those things where a lot of times, like, I'll hear music for the first time, a record for the first time, and I'll just think, man, I don't like this. But then I leave, and it's still kind of lingering in my mind. And I'll go back to it again and again and again. And I've found that some of the best music, I did not like at first. It really took a minute to sink into. Lester Bangs is kind of the same way. I don't think he was a really good writer, technically speaking. I don't agree with a lot of the things that he says, but he had such a singular voice, and he had such a fearlessness that the power in it is undeniable. And, you know, back then, that fearlessness was really inspirational. Because I've always been attracted to music that was not the most popular. Even to this day, the stuff I write about in Creative Loafing, like, I have had editors come at me and say, you need to write about stuff that more people want to read about. And that hurts. But, I mean, it's a simple fact of the job. You need to find the balance.
You talk about sort of the singularity of his voice. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that?
Well, just as an example from Psychotic Reactions and Carburetor Dung, there is a review in here of Public Image Limited's Metal Box. Public Image Limited was the group that Johnny Rotten started after the Sex Pistols. The early lineup for that group made what I think are some of the greatest albums ever. It was very, it was challenging.
And you brought the book with you and bookmarked a portion of Lester Bangs' review of this album.
I don't have a good reading voice, but I'll try. You can laugh hysterically at it, like a friend of mine who has actually attempted suicide a couple of times. And when I played him the song Theme, I asked him, can you relate to that? And he laughed harder and said, sure. Who couldn't? The music on Metal Box, to me, I had the absolute opposite reaction that Lester Bangs and his friend had to it. I've just never gotten as much out of self-loathing as I have out of just feeling empowered. But it becomes a conversation. I think in the end, he's listening to this music pretty deeply and reacting to it in a very, very mindful way. And I think it's in a way that a lot of people don't react to music. And I think that is part of the appeal of Lester Bangs, but also, I guess, just sort of not worrying if somebody will understand him or if they'll even get it.
He is also bringing his own personal experience to bear in mm-hmm. his writing. Was that a new thing for music writing at the time?
It seems like it. Certainly people were writing music reviews before this, but I don't think it had ever really been made so personal, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, yeah. When you read his writing, how did it influence your own writing about music?
I think earlier in life, when I read it, it was just sort of the audacity that he was, you know, writing these really wacky spun out reviews of Public Image Limited records and interviewing Kraftwerk about really crazy concepts. But later in life, the value of it has changed for me, and that is, like, just don't be afraid to say what you mean. He was exposing his own kind of sentimentality in a way that not a lot of people were doing.
Like admitting this is a personal experience that I'm having with this music the same way you have personal experiences when you listen to music.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the power in that has only grown in this era of writing. You know, now we have the internet. I've seen a lot of young writers get ripped to shreds in the comments section and be so discouraged by it that they never even tried to write again. And that's a shame. But that, I think, is also part of the lesson to learn from Lester Bangs, is that he was so fearless in putting it out there, and he didn't care what people thought about what he said. I remember reading one record review that he wrote. He had written a negative review. I don't remember who it was. Some person wrote a letter to Cream Magazine saying, "You're wrong. This record is brilliant." And his response was, "You know what? You're absolutely right. You know, I've given it a little more thought, and I must have had an ear infection. Because this is a brilliant record." But I mean, just having the gumption to sort of deal with people's criticism is very important. You're starting a conversation, and I think that's the best way to think about it. And I think that a lot of times when I really feel strongly about something that I write, you know, and I start second guessing myself, I always really need to think, this is the reality of what I do. This is why I do this, and I need to be fearless about this.